At Antioch College, there are solar array fields with solar panels that soak up the sun and convert it to energy for the college to use. These have been around for a couple of years and have worked extremely well for the college. For a few years on the Antioch College farm, sheep have been raised for meat for consumption in the dining halls. This year, Antioch College implemented a new program where they combined these two things together, the solar array and the sheep, to make a pilot program to cut down on fossil fuel emissions. Reggie Stratton, the physical plant director for Antioch College, says,
"You know, ever since we started thinking about the solar array and having a 1 megawatt array, very early on we were talking about sheep. There was a long delay in that we don't own the array. You know, we have a power purchase agreement with a third-party provider who actually owns the array field, and so we had to get them convinced and on board."
This is the first year that we've had them under the solar array, and they came in August, and they'll be leaving us in December. And in the meantime, they've been doing a great job of mowing down everything under our solar array and fertilizing the ground and entertaining us. So we've been happy to have them here.
That was Kat Christian. She's the farm manager at Antioch College. Besides becoming pastured organic lamb for the students of Antioch College, the sheep are used for mowing under Antioch College's solar array, or solar farm, which is located on the southern part of campus. Antioch has committed to an environmental policy that works towards sustainable practices, policies, and programs. Yet for the past few years, upkeep around and under the solar array has been expensive.
We have 5 acres within that array field that we need to maintain, and prior to the sheep, we had to mow that field, those 5 acres, approximately every 2 weeks during the spring and summer months. The cost each time was about $800, and I would estimate you'd multiply that by at least mowing 5 times in that array.
That's an annual estimate of $4,000 for upkeep around the solar array, and that's with mowers that burn and guzzle fossil fuels.
Gas mowers, hour for hour, mowing with a gas mower is equivalent to the emissions of 11 cars. It's pretty dramatic. You know, gas-powered motors don't have to follow the same guidelines for emissions as cars do. In fact, there aren't many regulations right now on gas mowers.
So, the idea for the sheep to mow under these arrays was brought forth. The experiment was called a pilot because people wanted to see how the sheep would act in the solar array because they weren't even sure it would work.
We're piloting to see how they work under the solar array. We're seeing if they chew on anything, if they do the mowing that we want them to do. And so far, they've been really successful.
Kat and her employees are in charge of feeding the sheep every morning and caring for their health. And I talked to Keegan Smith-Nichols to get a better idea of what they have to do in order to care for the sheep.
Well, about a year ago, I was in charge of the sheep. And so I would spend several days a week just observing the sheep to make sure that they were used to people being around, because all kinds of people come through the golf course and see them. And I would make about once a week a medicinal anti-worm. It's like an assortment of things from the farm. So heads from the garlic that we had harvested, and comfrey that we grew on the farm, and some sorrel, and an iron supplement. You mix it up with molasses so that it tastes good. And it's a supplement for the sheep's health so that they don't have as many worms.
Feed-wise, what do they eat? Do they just survive on the grass?
So sheep can survive on just grass if you have good pasture. We train them to graze. So we want them to like us. We want them to think of us, you know, as their caretaker. So we do feed them a little bit of grain in the morning, but most of their diet is grass. Grass and forbs, you know, just the pasture that they're eating under the array.
I went out on a December morning when the fog was heavy and thick, and I met the sheep for the first time. Leah Newton, a first year at Antioch College, let me in the gates, and the sheep looked
back
at me. They were white and gray and black, and they were eager for their breakfast. Towards the end of our meeting, Leah said I was present for their last supper, and that they were going to the slaughterhouse that night. It made me sad, but Keegan had some good points to mention when we were talking about the topic of their slaughter.
Will you be sad to see the sheep leave, or what is your thought process around that?
I mean, yes and no. So, like, we haven't named them. And I haven't really known them very long, so... And I've always known that their ultimate end is the dining hall. And I think knowing that while interacting with them makes it a little bit easier. And also, it's nice to know where our meat is coming from and how it was treated and how it was fed and what it ate. So I think, while right now it may be a little sad, ultimately it's a really cool, exciting, good thing to be able to interact with meat while it's still alive.
So we're really happy with this pilot and looking forward to doing some more mowing with sheep in the future.
I'm Ellie Burke.